friends in the news. Medicine Lake Ward. 8 girls in the Medicine Lake Ward, Minneapolis, Minnesota stake learned about truly giving of themselves. Janie Taylor, Lucy Taylor, Elizabeth Wilson, Mara Jackson, Eleanor Jackson, Hallie Gruber, Emily Krieg, and Leanna Gordon grew their hair long, then cut it, and donated it to an organization that helps children who have lost their hair. The girls had to cut off at least 10 inches of hair, so it took them over a year to grow their hair long enough to reach their goal. Other girls in their ward and school liked the idea so much that they donated their hair, too. Emily Smith, 11, Canyon Lake, California, reads The Friend from cover to cover each month. She also plays the piano and hopes to serve a mission someday. Her sense of humor keeps her family smiling. Spokane Second Ward. The primary children in the Spokane Second Ward, Spokane, Washington West stake, try to be good missionaries. They earned future missionary badges by giving away pass-along cards, bringing a friend to church, giving away a Book of Mormon, choosing the rite, sharing their testimonies, and singing their best in the Children's Sacrament Meeting presentation. They felt the Spirit strongly as they shared their testimonies through actions, words, and songs. Grace Baldoff, 4, White Plains, New York, likes going to primary. She enjoys playing with her sister Jessie, her brother Aaron, and her friends. She also likes to read. Michael and Christina Onalopa, ages 6 and 11, London, England, like to attend primary. Michael likes to read and to play with his toys, and Christina likes to dance, sing, read, and perform dramas or plays. Nicholas Stokes, 7, of Eagle, Idaho, prays and reads the scriptures every day. He's memorizing the Articles of Faith. He likes basketball and taekwondo, and he enjoys playing with his friends. Spencer Manning, 10, of Las Vegas, Nevada, won first place in a national contest by creating a model spacecraft you can eat. He used tortillas, cheese, refried beans, olives, red peppers, and hot sauce to build his spacecraft. Lexis Turley, 8, of Springboro, Ohio, likes to go to activity days and to invite the missionaries over for dinner. She's good at bringing friends to church with her. She likes to play soccer and the piano. Emily Thaxton, 8, of Kaysville, Utah, and her cousin, Taylan Larson, 8, of South Jordan, Utah, were born on the same day. 8 years later, they were baptized on the same day, too. At their baptismal service, they sang a song together that reminds them of the promises they made that day. Roman, Danny, Ashley, Aubrey, and Eden Orr, ages 8, 2, 11, 4, and 6, of Avondale, Arizona, like being in primary together and sharing their primary lessons with their parents during family home evening. They also like swimming, playing, and going to movies together. Juneau Second Ward. Primary children in the Juneau Second Ward, Juneau, Alaska stake, earned pennies for the Temple Fund all year by coming to primary and bringing their scriptures. By the end of the year, their temple jar was nearly full and very heavy. They were happy to help build a temple and hope to have a temple in their city someday. Salem First Ward. For a primary activity day, children in the Salem First Ward, Keyser, Oregon stake, made cards for two missionaries serving from their ward. They also put toothbrushes, toothpaste, and washcloths in heart-shaped pockets to send to an orphanage in Bosnia. The children had lots of fun working on these projects and learned that serving others makes them happy. Kyle, Emily, and Rachel Lund, ages 8, 5, and 10, from Littleton, Colorado, like giving away pass-along cards. They also like to swim and to draw, and they love their baby brother Curtis. Sisters and best friends, Abby and Emma Karen, ages 5 and 3, St. Charles, Illinois, love being with their family. They like to go camping and to roast marshmallows. As they toured the Nauvoo Temple before its dedication, they enjoyed learning about the early saints. Apex Ward. Primary children in the Apex Ward, Raleigh, North Carolina stake, enjoyed an activity in the Raleigh, North Carolina Temple. They toured the temple grounds and learned about the angel Moroni, the temple cornerstone, and the sealing ordinance. They also sang, "I love to see the temple," for a member of the temple presidency and committed to live righteously so they can go inside the temple someday. End of the section, Friends in the News.